Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, as expected, the Biden administration has released some proposed new rules for pistol braces and model legislation for red flag laws, make it easier to confiscate privately owned guns. Also, as expected, the proposals are ludicrous. On the one hand, they are pointless and nitpicky rules that are ultimately unenforceable. And on the other hand, they are dangerous end runs around due process that threaten fundamental rights. Taken together, they illustrate the unserious nature of gun regulations, because gun regulations are actually crafted to appeal to political audiences because they can't possibly achieve a positive result. The silliness inherent in this sort of rulemaking is apparent from the Department of Justice's notification, or their announcement of a notice of proposed rulemaking that makes it clear that when individuals use accessories to convert pistols into short-barreled rifles, they must comply with the heightened regulations on those dangerous and easily concealable weapons. I've got one right here beside me. I couldn't, in order to conceal this, I would need a steamer trunk. Or maybe a caftan, if that's not cultural appropriation. Now, for those of us, or for those of you who may be new to this controversy, the stabilizing brace was originally developed to help disabled veterans more accurately shoot pistols, usually those built around AR-15 receivers one-handed. The problem is that many resemble shoulder stocks and can be used in that role. By no means does an attachment that lets a pistol be fired from the shoulder make it especially dangerous and easily concealable. Instead, it makes it less concealable since it has a brace sticking out of the back. You know, it's going this way, then it's going 90 degrees down. Now, they do render pistols more accurate, which I guess that could be interpreted as dangerous if you're upset by, I don't know, shooters hitting what they aim for. But a pistol that can be fired from the shoulder is arguably a short-barreled rifle under the NFA, and subject to special restrictions, taxes, and registration requirements that don't apply to regular pistols, regular rifles, but do apply to, among other weapons, rifles with barrels shorter than 16 inches. These regulations are not evidence that short-barreled rifles are particularly dangerous, but that, like many laws, the NFA is also thoroughly idiotic. Braces have been treated as legal devices for years. But we got a new president, you know, a new president that ran on this. So, you know, it's now they're being treated, targeted, rather, by the sort of people who see advantage in pretending that a firearm with a buttstock and a short barrel is more dangerous and easily concealable than stockless pistols and long-barreled rifles. And compliance with the White House direction, proposed rules from the ATF would impose new requirements to determine if brace pistols achieve that great pumpkin-esque level of sincerity or are super dangerous and concealable short-barreled rifles in disguise. Among other tests, the rule would set the maximum length of a pistol at 26 inches because 27 inches is super dangerous and concealable. And these tests add up a four-point assessment ranging from 1 point, minor indicator the weapon could be fired from the shoulder, to 4 points, decisive indicator. The weapon is designed and intended to be fired from the shoulder. With 4 points, the ultimate sign that a firearm crosses a line into very naughty territory. Indeed. Now, the ATF estimates that there's between 3 and 7 million braces owned by at least 1.4 million individuals that will be affected should the new rules be adopted, and proposals, or they propose four possible scenarios in response. They could, item number one, which is a non-starter, surrender weapons with attached braces to the ATF for disposal. They could convert firearms into long-barrel rifles. They could apply for NFA registration so that the supposedly dangerous and easily concealable firearms are taxed and registered, or remove or alter affected braces. A fourth scenario, probably the most popular, will be for owners to ignore the ATF rules and keep their brace pistols and even continue to attach braces to pistols purchased in the future. This would certainly defy the official intent, but given the arbitrary and shifting nature of the rules, it's difficult to imagine anybody feeling an obligation to comply beyond a desire to avoid legal trouble. But these foolish stabilizer brace rules affect mostly disabled shooters and fanciers of a particular type of firearm. Red flag laws affect potentially any gun and any gun owner by, you know, allowing for property seizures and confrontations with law enforcement without due process. They make it easier for states to craft the extreme risk protection order, authorizing courts to temporarily bar people in crisis from accessing firearms, or accessing them, rather. And by allowing family members or law enforcement to intervene and to petition for these orders before warning signs turn into tragedy, extreme risk protection orders can save lives. That's how they're sold. Maybe such orders can save lives. There's all sorts of restrictions too on personal liberty, theoretically, that can save lives if that's your only criteria. But the model legislation proposed by the Biden administration requires same-day issuance of orders that prohibit the respondent from possessing, using, purchasing, manufacturing, or otherwise receiving a firearm, with a hearing to be held only after the fact. Now, that is certainly deprivation of rights without due process of any sort before cops show up on their doorsteps to search the premises and confiscate property. Now, a respondent would be allowed to file a motion to terminate an order only once during the period that is in effect, and shall have the burden of proving by the same standard of proof required by, for issuance of such an order, that he or she does not pose a risk. Now, no less than the ACLU issued a statement coming out of Rhode Island saying, "We are deeply concerned about its breadth, its impact on civil liberties, and the precedent it sets for the use of coercive measures against individuals, not because they are alleged to have committed any crime, but because someone believes they might someday commit a crime." California's red flag law, signed in 2019 by, Governor Gavin, poses a significant threat to civil liberties because it allowed people to seek seizure orders without giving gun owners an opportunity to object. That state's ACLU similarly protested at the time in 2019. Rhode Island's ACLU warns that red flag laws could be used to penalize people for overblown political rhetoric. You know, it doesn't even have to be that. It doesn't have to be political at all. I mean, you could be looking at, you could be a New England Patriots fan and be cursing Tom Brady and saying, "Die, Brady, die." You know, somebody can interpret that as whatever they want it to, and then depending on what state you live in, if they have a ERPO or a red flag law or a gun violence restraining order, whatever they call it, they could throw it out there on you because you might do something. No mention of what they do to somebody for making a false accusation. That's an interesting thing to me, because if you go out there and you're going to deny due process, I would think that'd be part of what they're going to tell you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, Joe Biden wants Congress to ban assault weapons. And so does David Chipman, his nominee to run the Bureau of the ATF. But neither Biden nor Chipman will actually tell you what this term means. And this obfuscation makes it impossible to take their proposal seriously. Now, that part where they don't want to tell you what that means, what assault weapon is, what, you know, define it, that is that should be a bug, but it isn't. It's a feature. It's a feature for them. Because by doing it that way, they can sit there and tell you that they'll know it when they see it, which is one of these open-ended things that they do. Chipman worked for the ATF for 25 years, and he has lately been serving as a senior policy advisor for the gun control group. Giffords has repeatedly asked to define assault weapon during a Senate confirmation hearing last month, and he repeatedly dodged the question. And given his long experience as both an ATF agent and a gun control advocate, this evasiveness cannot plausibly be ascribed to a lack of preparation or knowledge. Indeed, I can see where the ATF probably doesn't have a classification for assault weapon. They probably have to go by technical jargon for that. The Giffords Foundation, on the other hand, is a different thing altogether. And he can quite easily define, based upon his time with them, what they consider to be an assault weapon. Now, this intentional strategy, which is designed to avoid exposing the illogic of targeting firearms based on their military-style appearance. See, the 1911 is a beautiful example of a gun that has a military experience. Your common garden, straight, single stack 1911 45 ACP. No matter what it costs nowadays, whether it has a guide rod, just a bushing, whatever. With the slide forward and the hammer back, looks exactly like the military issue, with the exception possibly of the sights. So, there you have military appearance. That covers military appearance. Now, AR-15s started out as AR-15s. They did not start out as M16s and then step down to the AR-15. They stepped up to the M16, to the M4. Senator Tom Cotton, in the hearing, goes, "I have a simple question for you. What is an assault weapon?" And Chipman's answer was not only not simple, it was not really an answer at all. He said, "An assault weapon would be in the context of the question you asked, whatever Congress defines it as," he told Cotton. Now, that much is true. The assault weapon category was invented by politicians, who define it however they want. But in the context of the question that Cotton asked, the scope of the federal ban that Biden and Chipman support, that observation clarified nothing. Are they proposing banning something that they haven't yet figured out what it is? Is that their stance? Senator wanted to know which firearms Chipman thinks Congress should ban. And the nominee replied that Congress would have to make that decision. and Cotton noted, you're asking us to ban assault weapons. We have to write the legislation. Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years in your role as a gun control advocate? So Chipman tried a different dodge, referring to an ATF requirement that federally licensed gun dealers near the southern border report multiple sales of certain rifles. That program, he said, has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine that holds ammunition above the .22 caliber, which would include the .223, which is largely the AR-15 round. That definition is much broader than the ones used in the 1994 federal assault weapon ban, which expired in 2004. The new supposedly improved version, backed by Senator Dianne Fine Frankenstein, and state bans such as California's, which a federal judge recently deemed unconstitutional. And while those laws do not refer to caliber, they list forbidden features like folding stocks, pistol grips, barrel shrouds, and flash suppressors. Since the ATF definition requires none of these features, it covers many firearms that remain legal in California and would remain legal under Feinstein's bill. Her assault weapon ban of 2021 specifically exempts the Ivor Johnson M1 carbine and the Ruger Mini 14 rifle as long as they have fixed stocks. Although a folding or adjustable stock does not make these guns any deadlier or render them easily concealable. Feinstein thinks it's enough to transform legitimate firearms into guns that are good for nothing but mass murder, which gives you a sense of the puzzling distinctions drawn by these kind of laws. And the definition that Chipman cited, by contrast, encompasses both of those guns, regardless of whether they have fixed stocks. It would also cover the stripped-down California legal versions of AR-15-style rifles and all hunting rifles that accept detachable magazines and fire anything larger than .22. So then Cotton then asked Chipman if he was suggesting that Congress should ban all of these guns, which lack the features the legislatures have always used to define assault weapons. Chipman wouldn't say. He told Cotton, you asked me if ATF had used this term, and I was sharing with you my knowledge of a program in which the ATF has defined this term. While the senator mentioned his possible role as director of the ATF, he also noted how Chipman has defined assault weapon as a gun control advocate. Now, that was important, and it was a smart question to ask. And that shouldn't have been a hard question, but the problem was answering would have invited uncomfortable follow-up questions about the arbitrariness of assault weapon laws. So instead, Cotton made the point directly. He said, well, he pointed out, there's really no such thing as an assault weapon, is there? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the NCAA's strict limits on compensating college athletes violate antitrust law, a decision that could have broad ramifications for the future of college sports.
The White House wants more details about bipartisan talks on an infrastructure compromise in the Senate.
An idea that's been floating around there that certainly the president would not support is a gas tax, which would raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year. We're just not going to stand for that, and we're not going to accept that.
On CBS This Morning, Press Secretary Jen Psaki also urging senators to advance a big bill on voting rights this week. Cleanup efforts continue in a Chicago suburb after a tornado blew through last night. The National Weather Service confirming a large and extremely dangerous tornado touched down near Woodridge. Debris was scattered across the interstate and power lines and buildings were damaged. This is USA Radio News. Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for local residents and border agents. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto addresses some of the misconceptions Americans have regarding the recent immigration surge on Fox Business.
People have this false sense that the drugs that come in, the individuals that are coming in illegally, they're staying on our southern border, and they're not. They're affecting everyone throughout the country. They're affecting your school system. They're affecting, you know, the medicals. There's so many things, domino effects that are created because of that.
Major League Baseball pitchers now must undergo a check to make sure they're not doctoring baseballs. The MLB's crackdown starts Monday and includes the possibility of fines and suspensions. If a player refuses an inspection, they could be ejected. The rule comes in an effort to potentially curtail pitchers' dominance this season. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now then, when a former FBI assistant director for counterintelligence says directly into a camera that fighting terror may now mean arresting members of Congress, the blood sport of politics has been taken to a new and dangerous level. Recently on MSNBC, Frank Figueluzzi opined to Chuck Todd that arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of the terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. Welcome to the new banana republic. This is what you get when political opponents are locked up, and this was urged not by a fringe activist or an obscure YouTube channel, but by a former high-ranking U.S. intelligence official on the second most watched cable news network with no gasp from the host. So my question becomes, is this what Homeland Security has become? Now, there's been a lot that has changed since 9/11, when President Bush instituted the new office to secure the United States from terrorist threats of attacks that eventually became the Department of Homeland Security. They have a $40 billion budget and more than 240,000 employees, and is now a behemoth, eclipsed in size only by the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs. And they were established for a noble purpose. There is growing evidence that its focus has evolved in a direction those voting for its creation never imagined. Those with the secret clearances and shiny badges are increasingly scrutinizing our homeland, not for external attackers, but for our own people. In his first address to Congress, Joe Biden cited white supremacist terrorism as the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. And that is a scripted message, which is being driven by another key administration official, including officials including Attorney General Merrick Garland, who testified to the Senate Appropriations Committee that domestic violent extremists pose an elevated threat in 2021. And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race. Joining him was Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the primary official charged with protecting the nation from terror. Neither mentioned the race riots involving Black Lives Matter and Antifa last year that cost a record $2 billion in estimated insurance losses. Neither mentioned the psychiatrist the other day who got in front of Yale and shared a fantasy of hers where she wants to walk up on a white person and empty a gun into their head, which, by the way, is a terroristic threat. Now, getting out there and one calling for racially motivated or calling something racially motivated terror is fine if, in fact, it is racially motivated terror. But when you're ignoring racially motivated terror in favor of a straw man, which is, by the way, it is exactly what we have with this stuff going after white supremacists. This is another thing altogether. It would be easy to chalk this phony claim up to mere political rhetoric because racial strife is a big tool in the Democratic toolbox. And their calculus has been consistently simple: create more anger to drive voters to the polls. But this isn't politics as usual. These comments belie a much deeper and insidious intent, now evidenced by concrete policy actions. Case in point, the White House just released its National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, a four-pillared approach to identifying and eliminating domestic violent extremism, DVE, threats. And despite its stated claim of protecting civil liberties, there are clear risks because it's coming from Democrats. They note that private sector partners will be used to identify early threats via credible non-governmental analysis. Who are these partners? Don't know. Maybe it'll be the Southern Poverty Law Center, armed with their list of hate groups that has routinely included well-known Christian organizations like the Family Research Council, the American Family Association. Could Black Lives Matter be a partner in identifying white supremacists? Well, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, will they help out with the plan to address online terrorist recruitment through increased information sharing with the technology sector? And they'll be making lists. They'll offer them up. You know, and if you lean the wrong way on Second Amendment rights or abortion or the integrity of 2020, that election, you know what I'm saying. Will Google help develop a new multilateral solution to eliminating terrorist content online? And how will safeguarding the freedom of online expression be achieved? I and other inquiring minds really want to know. The White House has also instructed the Department of Defense to incorporate training for service members separating or retiring from the military to ensure they aren't susceptible to recruitment by violent extremist actors. But they don't mention who these violent groups are, and I don't know how you train somebody. The only way to... I laugh at this because it's stupid in its scope. But the only way to take somebody that's leaving your control and make it to where they don't ever do something you don't want them to do would be to murder them. And we do have a hint of who these groups might be. As white supremacists and anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists are cited as the two most lethal threats. Although the only white supremacists most Americans will ever see in action are the ones jumping off a bridge ahead of the Blues Brothers speeding car, there's no doubt which political group generally holds views critical of the government. So conservatives beware, veterans in particular. They also mention a goal of stemming the flow of firearms to individuals intending to commit acts of domestic terrorism. So, how do you know who's intending violence like that? And could it include those dangerous folks deemed anti-government, the ones pissed off about open borders, high taxes, crazy spending, and countless other issues? Opinions once covered by the First Amendment. You might not want to put that "Don't Tread on Me" sticker on your truck. Interesting times. Without a doubt, interesting times. As they continue to weaponize various functions of government, coming after you simply for expressing your opinion. This is the part where I wonder if anybody's noticing this. Because America has become very complacent. If they're not noticing some of this stuff happening, it could get dangerous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Home of the binary trigger, home of the Salus line, militia line, reformation, the Providence rifle. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. All of you have heard the name George Soros, often invoked like some sort of folk demon in the American and international right. It's likely you have some vague notion why you think he's a bad guy. Or maybe you think the whole thing is a bunch of hype. Now, if you're a freedom lover, there's nothing hype about the influence that George Soros has around the world attacking your freedom. Indeed, you probably vastly underestimate the influence that he has on politics. And for the perspective of someone who values life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, there's no more dangerous man today than George Soros. It's not hyperbole. It is a simple truth. And while, you know, I'm not going to try to paint a picture of a man standing behind the scenes rubbing his hands together and cackling as he plays puppet master over each and every attack on freedom around the world, he does act as a straw man and a caricature of what is actually going on in the world. Soros, his money, and his non-governmental organizations are bankrolling and influencing public policy and opinion from the local level all the way up to the national level. Entire nations have been made to bow to the Soros agenda, perhaps, but more importantly for our purposes, key local officials and government are increasingly wholly owned subsidiaries of the Soros machine. If you've been out there wondering, and you haven't been listening to me, but if you've been wondering why urban terrorists can burn down cities with no consequences, and the McCluskeys are prosecuted for defending their home against the same, the answer is George Soros, his money, and his influence. Now, American political culture focuses almost entirely on presidential elections, with congressional and gubernatorial races getting much less attention from the general public. When it comes to local politics, unless you live in a large city, chances are good you don't know much about city politics. And, who's your local district attorney or your county prosecutor? Do you know? Most people have no idea. It's a low-key office, generally staffed by someone looking to do public service, not advance their career, not so much glamour, low pay, lots of thankless work to be done at this level, which means that for the most part, this is not where the social climbers begin their careers. That being said, these elected officials have enormous amounts of power because they decide who gets prosecuted, who doesn't, and what charges are levied against them. So if your DA decides that the local band of looters are actually peaceful protesters, they won't ever see the inside of a courtroom. Similarly, if the local DA isn't a fan of the right to self-defense, you must consider this when choosing whether or not to pull your firearm if a mob of them shows up on your lawn. George Soros understands this and has been quietly funding a campaign to place district attorneys amenable to his agenda across the United States. Now, the L.A. Times, hardly the Epic Times, describes this as a years-long campaign by leftist groups to reshape the nation's criminal justice system. You should believe them when you tell them, when you hear them saying this, because this is precisely the goal. Not the litigation of the 10-yard fight that is the minutiae of law in America, but the radical reshaping of the legal system as we know it. Part of this is the very nature of bureaucracy, the plainer term for what people mean when they talk about the deep state. The government rests on men doing things. Chief among those are what Vladimir Lenin calls special bodies of armed men, cops, courts, and jails. According to Lenin, this is the very essence of the state. Libertarians will sympathize with this definition of the state. At its core, the state is a man with a gun who will throw you in a cage or kill you if you fail to comply. Everything else is just window dressing. The local prosecutor is a choke point in the special bodies of armed men. The attorney general isn't euphemistically called top cop for no reason. And in his own way, the local prosecutor is also a top cop, albeit with a smaller jurisdiction. This also means he has more direct control over the individuals in his district, as the Attorney General deals more in broad brush strokes. So who's your local DA? You can very well bet that George Soros knows who your local DA is, and he might very well be his paymaster. The campaigns for local DAs and the like aren't shy about stoking racial resentment and animosity. The Democratic Party's playbook hasn't changed much since the days of Jim Crow. It's just that it has found new ways to make political hay out of sowing racial division among Americans. One Soros-produced ad for Noah Phillips' campaign for District Attorney of Sacramento County focuses almost exclusively on a black boy in a hoodie. Now, it is, without a doubt, unrealistic to expect that even highly bureaucratic roles are entirely apolitical. But the Soros DAs have ratcheted up their partisanship, not just in the race, but in the actual execution of office. As of September 2020, there were 31 Soros-backed DAs in the United States. This includes the DAs of Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Portland, San Francisco, and St. Louis. All told, tens of millions of Americans are now victims of the Soros racket in the form of their local top prosecutor. Some examples of that: this machine, after the round of rioting and looting and arson in St. Louis, District Attorney Kim Gardner dismissed charges against all 36 people arrested. She's on the take from Soros for $307,000. This is also the prosecutor who filed charges against the McCluskeys. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon got over $2 million from the Soros operation. He ended cash bail and is no longer prosecuting the crimes of trespassing, disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, prostitution, or driving without a license. Kim Fox is the Illinois state's attorney and has received $807,000 from Soros. She also declined to prosecute Ryder, saying the question it comes down to is it a good use of our time and resources? No, it's not. She likewise declined to prosecute hate crime hoaxer Juicy Smollett. Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner has received $1.7 million from Soros. He won't be prosecuting rioters and looters and arsonists. He's very open about the ideology driving his permitting chaos in the city. He said prosecution alone will achieve nothing close to justice. Not when power imbalances and lack of accountability make it possible for government actors, including police or prosecutors, to regularly take life or liberty unjustly and face no criminal or career penalty. Krasner's worth calling out for special attention because he filed 75 cases against the police and has represented both Occupy Philadelphia and Black Lives Matter. And at his victory party, supporters chanted, "Blank the police! Blank the police!" He declines to call himself a prosecutor, instead calling himself a public defender with power. Results in Philadelphia are stunning as charges are dropped in 60% of all shooting cases, though we suspect your odds of being a conservative self-defense case and having your charges waived are rather slim. Shootings in Philadelphia were up 57% year over year from 2019 to 2020. Then there's Chase Bodine. He's working off $620,000 in Soros money, claims that the criminal justice system isn't just massive and brutal, it's also racist. And to that end, you know, San Francisco is out of control. Out of control. This is the Soros machine at work. He is indeed a very dangerous man. There will come a time when he will have to be looked at upon as an enemy combatant, with all that that entails. Coming up next, it's going to be catching up from the Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman, Editor-in-Chief. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.